Hidden Face with Nightmare. Before that, Maya Jane Coles with the tune Night Creature. Also, Chris Liebing with Fault Line featuring Miles Cooper Seaton. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing, the Halloween edition on WRCT Pittsburgh. You could see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. It's all killer and no filler today. This is Zordox with Between Dimensions. During these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants, most of them for kidneys? The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. Linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. And now you don't need to donate a kidney to save a life. Donate your boat, car, or real estate and get a great tax deduction while helping to save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 1-800-385-0422.
Dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.
This is the frightening half of the program. 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 My spies tell me that there are already in existence machines which can collect and tabulate all the relevant details about the private life of everybody in this theater and can then store it in a space that big. Now, if this can be done, it will be done. Because the machines are greater than men and their watchfulness is invincible. And if this is so, our attitude toward them should be existential. Do you understand that word? An existentialist is somebody who realizes that he can only exercise his free will by swimming with the tide, but faster. Therefore, if the machines will triumph in the end, why don't we make ourselves over to them from the very beginning? By 1984, riveted into the wall of every home in America will be a one-way television screen through which you will see nothing. But through it, you will be watched by Big Brother. Big Brother. And it carries with it a built-in invitation to the party at the end of the world. So I must assume that what has made everybody suddenly so angry is the element which has been added to their lives in recent times, their freedom. I know it's too late to ask you to abide by laws handed down to you by your pastors and your masters and your elders and your best. So what we need is change of our own making. However heavy these may be, they will never feel as irksome as limitations placed on us by us.
Thank you. series of heads. They were like god-like heads. They had four faces, and they were all connected like columns in a sacred space. And I was kind of flying through this space of these interconnected godheads. And it was really beautiful and very jewel-like.
That was Spangle with Series of Heads from Codex 6. Before that, Voodoo with Just a Spoonful from The Paranormal. Kidja with Don't Feed the Animals Hiding in Your Room from In the Middle of the Night was before that. Right now you're listening to Parav Stellar with The Voodoo Engine from the release Voodoo Sonic. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing. We'll be right back.
email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. We own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
Yeah, you're the guy.
currently listening to The Chef, the tune Destroy. Very appropriate for Halloween. Josiah Fontenot, before that Without a Doubt, from Discordian Dreaming. Book of Shade started off that set with 1993. I'm DJ Firefly. That's about it for me for today. I have one more song for you after this one. 88 Katanas. We'll be playing Blue Nine for you. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com if you missed any shows.
strategy. We need to have a deep critique of capitalism, right? But I also think that doesn't mean, again, that we're just telling people these are your marching orders. I mean, I think we really have to cultivate a community of critical, responsive, engaged, curious people, right? And that it's like, to me, if you want to actually build power and be a leftist, then it's just not about your voice, your opinions, your righteousness. It really is about becoming part of a collective project.
That's Astra Taylor, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Astra Taylor and Rebecca Solnit on Remake the World. While we are regaled with images of Mars, back here on Earth, our planet and its people are in distress. The eco-crisis continues unabated. There are wars and the threats of wars. And, of course, the coronavirus. The pandemic has not only taken millions of lives, it has revealed in graphic terms the acute inequalities between the haves and the have-nots. Rapacious capitalism preys on insecurity. It creates a class of vulnerable people who are easily exploited. To secure a brighter, more equitable, and just future, a radical transformation of our economy and society is required. As Astra Taylor warns us, we either shift course or race off the cliff, taking the future down with us. Our guests today are Astra Taylor and Rebecca Solnit. Astra Taylor is a documentary filmmaker, writer, and political organizer. She's co-founder of the Debt Collective, a union for debtors. And she's the author of Democracy May Not Exist and Remake the World. Rebecca Solnit is a writer, historian, and activist. She's a columnist for The Guardian and the author of many books, including Men Explain Things to Me and Hope in the Dark. Astra Taylor was in Brooklyn, and Rebecca Solnit was in San Francisco for this online event hosted by Haymarket Books. Rebecca Solnit begins.
I wanted to start by acknowledging that today is May 4th. The Howard Zinn website puts it this way. On May 4th, 1886, a peaceful demonstration in Chicago for the eight-hour day ended in tragedy when the police barged in and a bomb was thrown and exploded. Although no one knew who threw the bomb, eight labor organizers, all known anarchists, were blamed and tried for the conspiracy. Despite there being no evidence tying the eight men to the bombing and the fact that several men were not even present at the demonstration that day, these men were singled out for their political beliefs. That's where Haymarket gets its name, and Haymarket's own website says, "We take inspiration and courage from our namesakes, the Haymarket martyrs, who gave their lives fighting for a better world. Their 1886 struggle for the eight-hour day, which gave us May Day, the International Workers' Holiday, reminds workers around the world that ordinary people can organize and struggle for their own liberation." But Astra, I also wanted to talk about another anniversary. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street, which I think was a real turning point for your life. And I wanted to quote a passage to start from your essay, Failing Better, that touches on Occupy, could touch on what happened with the Haymarket demonstration. In Failing Better, you write, "If a commune lasted a few years or even a decade, was it a failure or a short-lived success? If the experience of planning an anticlimactic demonstration motivated someone to develop new effective organizing tactics, should the demonstration be counted as a defeat or a victory? How, I wondered, do we define what's futile and what's worthwhile, what has an impact and what doesn't?"
The section you read actually is me processing some things that actually I took from your book, Hope in the Dark, which is this idea that we never know the full repercussions of our actions. We don't know what's futile when we begin to organize. And this is really, it sounds almost, it's simplistic, it's just a sort of fact, but it actually is